This is Dr. Sachdeva, S-A-C-H-D-E-V-A. Address 175 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 108, San Jose, California, dictating a consultation note on patient Zia Nguyen. First name is Zia, Z-I-A. Last name is Nguyen, N-G-U-Y-E-N, Nguyen. Date of birth, October 13, 2019. This letter is being written to Dr. Juan Carrillo. First name is Juan, J-U-A-N. Last name is Carrillo, C-A-R-R-I-L-O. Address 2880 Story Road, Suite A, San Jose, California. Telephone number 408-929-5439, fax number 408-929-5010. Dear Dr. Juan Carrillo, J-U-A-N, last name is Carrillo, C-A-R-R-I-L-L-O. Thank you for asking me to see this 4-year-old child in allergy consultation, period. Her history is probably quite well known to you, but I shall highlight some pertinent features, period. Zia came to our office with history of dry skin and eczema since age 3 months, period. Over time, her eczema fluctuates, and at times she has used creams like number 1, betamethasone cream, number 2, fluticasone, F-L-U-T-I-S-C-U-S-O-N-E, fluticasone cream, and along with that, Ararax for itching, period. Betamethasone is most effective and generally takes care of eczema rash, period. There is no history of any asthma or persistent rhinitis like symptoms, period. Family is concerned about food allergies, although she has never developed any kind of reaction to any foods, period. She can eat all basic food like milk, eggs, wheat, soybean, nuts, fish and shellfish, and fruits and vegetables, etc., without any problem, period. There is no history of any persistent hives, angioedema, throat tightness, or GI symptoms to suggest anaphylaxis, period. There is no history of any ER visit or use of any medications on a long-term basis, period. Overall, she seems to be doing quite well, period. Family uses some Vaseline and some other over-the-counter skin moisturizers, and they are quite effective in keeping her skin well moisturized, period. She has seen a dermatologist in past for this particular problem, and allergy testing has been recommended for evaluation, period. There is no exposure to any pets and smokers, period. Examination revealed a very pleasant 4-year-old who had dry skin and some scaly, itchy erythematous patches with excoriation was observed, were present mostly on knees, hands, and feet, period. She was mildly stuffy, period. I discussed with family in great detail the pathophysiology of allergies and its relationship to various symptoms, period. Family was quite appreciative for all the information that was provided, period. Skin testing revealed mild to moderate reaction to number 1, oak, walnut, and olive trees, period, moderate skin reactivity was also observed to Bermuda and ryegrass along with dust mites period. Her history is pretty typical of springtime allergies and dust mite allergies period. Appropriate environmental precautions were discussed, and I believe that should be quite helpful period. No positive food reaction to any foods were identified period. In any event, in vitro testing revealed negative reaction to shellfish, but small positive reactions were seen all across to other fish, but clinically I don't believe they are relevant period. However, she had strong positive reaction to dust mites and some grasses and trees period. This was all discussed with family, and no other active treatment is necessary period. My final diagnosis, mild to moderate atopic dermatitis. Number two, history of possibly low-grade positive skin testing and positive in vitro testing. Number three, minor allergic rhinitis. Number four, no allergy to any foods, period. My treatment plan, number one, skincare was discussed in great detail, period. I discussed with family to go ahead and use some to use Vaseline or any other moisturizer, Vaseline and Aquaphor or any other moisturizers. Number three, she can certainly go ahead and use the betamethasone cream, which is quite effective, and Arawax, 1 teaspoonful as needed for itching period. She has seen a dermatologist in the past, and I have recommended that she could continue seeing she could continue seeing dermatologists for ongoing skin problem period. Overall, I believe she should do quite well period. As always, I really appreciate your kindness and trust in asking me to see your patients with asthma and allergies. With the warmest regard, end of dictation on patient Zia Nguyen.